The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
From the 27 EU states are holding an emergency meeting in Brussels today in an attempt to deal with this winter's oncoming energy crisis. The EU Commission is seeking to pass emergency legislation that would include measures like mandatory targets to reduce electricity use in peak times, as well as capping Russian gas prices and the revenues of oil and gas and electricity producing companies. Sanctions on Russia have already led to countries like Germany, Spain and France implementing restrictions on energy use. Now the rest of the EU looks set to follow. For the latest on this, we're joined from Brussels by Naomi O'Leary, Brussels correspondent with the Irish Times, and Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South. Naomi, we've been told for a number of weeks at this point that the electricity market and the gas market is an extremely complicated one in an extremely complicated legislative environment. Big bureaucracies don't lend themselves to fast solutions in that kind of environment. Should we have our hopes set high for this meeting?
There are major concerns, I think, about the proposal that's been circulated by the Commission for the very reason that you put out. You know, the idea of siphoning off revenues from energy companies and then finding a way to redistribute them, that requires a number of steps. You have to identify where the revenues are, figure out the legalities, and you also have to identify where are the vulnerable households and make sure it's spent right, spent well. And that's a real challenge just, you know, in terms of an administration for member states. Nevertheless, what I'm hearing from ministers is that they have to do something. They're trying to come up with a solution. There is no easy one. There's no perfect, simple answer. And they think that, you know, this is the one that at the moment seems to have the broadest support among different member states. And they're coming together to try and take this immediate action within the next few weeks is what they're talking about. And then later on, they will also look at whether there's a tweak that they can do to the energy market itself, because currently all different sources of energy are priced at the gas level, even if they don't cost much to produce, like wind and nuclear and so on. And that's obviously why the impact of the gas prices is having such a profound effect on the market. So they're going to examine whether there's a way to change that.
Which, of course, brings with the risks that you disincentivize those who have moved into the renewables market, who you need for the long term.
These are the kinds of concerns that they're looking at. Now, many renewable producers have already signed contracts years ago to produce at a certain sell at a certain price. So they're not actually getting the really high prices that they're seeing now. There's financial contracts to do with, you know, sale agreements that are actually quite complicated. And they're different from country to country and from producer to producer. That's why it's difficult to come up with an easy solution. But yeah, one of the concerns expressed is about, you know, you don't want to disincentivize production, because ultimately what's really, really important is that we have continuity of supply. We don't want the electricity to be interrupted. So it's just sort of too important to make any changes that could potentially stop energy companies from doing what they're doing. So that's what the ministers are trying to balance. They're trying to come up with an agreement today on what this should look like. We're not expecting them to sign anything, because a formal proposal has yet to be put forward by the Commission, but we're expecting that to come forward on Tuesday and today to they hope to come to an agreement in principle on what it will look like.
Whenever the EU is faced with a significant crisis, whether it be back in the day of the financial crisis, whether it be the war in Ukraine, there is always that tension between what serves the entire bloc of 27 and what local domestic impacts may happen across individual member states. Is there likely to be consensus easily found between the 27 member states today?
There's a lot of political urgency for that to happen, because you see that politicians in member states are really worried about the backlash to them potentially when people really start suffering from these high energy prices. So there's a lot of incentive for them to come to an agreement, and they want to find a new source of money that they can give out to their public to help them through this winter. So this kind of suggestion about taking away a certain amount of energy revenues from energy companies, that's attractive for that reason. So they will try to make something, you know, to come forward. Of course, it's always difficult difficult to get the 27 to agree. Nevertheless, a number of EU countries are already sort of nationally looking at doing something like this. So the idea is really to coordinate, to try and do something that's similar enough from one state to another to avoid sort of distortions if they get like wildly out of whack, and to try and keep, because an energy does flow across borders, to try and stop any, anything that might distort the market and cause unintended consequences.
Naomi, thank you very much. That's Naomi O'Leary, Brussels correspondent with the Irish Times. Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South, is with us as well. Sean, Naomi talked about the sense of political pressure on MEPs and on commission members to actually deliver something quickly. Is that your sense of it as well? Is this the prime focus in Brussels at the minute?
It is very much so, particularly this week and also next week, I think, when Ursula von der Leyen makes her State of the Union address. And I think also there's a realization that if they cannot do something to alleviate the position right now, there is a danger that the unity that is there in tackling Russia and their unfair and just war in Ukraine, that unity might dissipate. So there is an urgency. And I think, as Naomi pointed out, there are ways where they can do things without doing too much damage, and which can help the situation, particularly in taxing energy, electricity producers, and redistributing the finances, etc. Also, mandatory consumption caps, that would be something they look at. But I think they will probably maybe also look at not just making mandatory caps, but also maybe giving incentives to those who actually reduce their electricity usage over the winter rather than penalising people. And then, of course, the whole question of the price caps, that's going to be a big question. And I think they will definitely move on price caps on Russian gas, but I think they'll also try and have price caps on gas from all over to mirror kind of the prices that you get in Asia, etc. And then, of course, for the next year or two, they'll be looking at increasing gas flows into Europe, particularly through LNG.
I'd imagine it's tricky to do in a market where it could be so riven with unintended consequence.
It will be tricky, and that's why it's going to take some time, and that's why there isn't unity on it. But they would hope that maybe if they can do that, it would make a huge difference. Because if they can pay prices to, say, Norway and Algeria, etc., that are still above what they would be getting from other countries outside of Europe, like Asia, etc., then to be still attractive for them to supply Europe. But that's a tricky one to do. And they're also, of course, looking at new supplies. And Canada is actually coming to the mix, and Ursula von der Leyen is going there to try and ask them to help us out in this difficult time, because we need two things. We need to increase the amount of gas that we have been getting from outside the European Union, because we won't be getting from Russia. And then we need to try and make the most of the gas we have and try and keep prices down for industries and consumers so they can survive.
Well, undoubtedly, Kieran, we'll have an update on the hard shoulder as to the outcome of that meeting, if anyone is achieved. Before I let you go, Sean, you yourself, of course, the big news of yesterday and today being the death of Queen Elizabeth II. You yourself met the Queen. Have you any reflections on your interaction with her? Have you any reflections on her legacy?
Yes, I had the privilege, like many more, of meeting her when she came to Ireland, which was an historic occasion. She came to Croke Park. And I had a brief chat with her, and I remember she asked me how was I getting on with the British MEPs. And I said to him, getting on okay. So the vast majority of them are very good and hardworking. And her response was, I hope we'll all get along together someday. And I thought that was a lovely, gentle peace in her eyes and genuineness and modesty. And I took that reflection away with me. She actually reminded me in many respects of my own mother, and I suppose many mothers here in Ireland, who were genuinely committed, not really concerned about themselves and doing her best. And the other thing I would say is, because of the nature of the role, most people get to retire and relax. She was actually busy right up until her death. Only 2 days ago, she gave Liz Truss her seat of office. And in some respects, while being a queen or a king or a prince is something people might dream about, I'd say the reality is much different when you see the longevity of her reign. The fact she had no retirement whatsoever, but at the same time, the way she carried herself with such dignity. And I think most of the Irish people had a different view of the monarchy as a result of she coming to Ireland than before that. And that's because she was such a nice lady.
Sean, thank you very much. Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.